Right now, though, it is time for us to check sports. I'm sorry we lost Earthwise and all those other things, but that's what happens when you have to fix the computer while you're on the air. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I come in this morning, and my Mevo camera's not working, so I get that working. The main studio computer looks like it's working, but it's not. There's only one channel, and it's the wrong channel. I get that working, and then I just lost total control of the computer, Mike. It's. Do you think it's time for me to head back home and go to bed?
I would.
I know. It's amazing I got here in one piece in my car.
There you go.
Well, anyway, good morning. So, I did it out of morbid curiosity last night, Mike. I put on the Jet game. And
I flipped to it once in a while. It was total disgust.
I watched it.
If you're a fan,
I watched it up until the point where he. There's no way he's coming back right away. His ankle completely came out. It was. I turned the TV off. It was so disgusting. The quarterback, the way he.
I didn't
hit.
See it.
It wasn't a bad. They called a late hit. Okay. But the reason he got injured wasn't because of a late hit. I don't think it was a late hit either. Once again, he was out of the pocket and a guy was chasing him. Mm-hmm. But his leg, his left leg, was under him, okay, straight back. And the ankle was still in the right position. And when the guy hit him, he went straight on his back. And instead of his knee breaking or anything like that, the ankle, you could see the shoe just turned sideways, Mike. It was just horrible. So we'll have to see
football.
We'll have to see what happens with him. But how about Breeze being out 6 to 8 weeks, and now in
Roethlisberger's out for the year.
It's just I said this when the Patriots signed Antonio Brown. You know, save some injuries and stuff like that. Just give the Patriots the Super Bowl trophy now. Would have saved a couple of massive injuries.
It could happen to them too.
Yeah, I know it could.
You never know what's going to happen. That's the bad thing about football now. It's computer football. Teams don't have depth. It's.
But Mike,
like I say, it's not worth me watching.
How can these? Could you imagine these quarterbacks if they're getting injured nowadays?
Yeah,
they would have been. They would have.
Imagine if they really got hit.
Like in the 1970s and early 80s. Can you imagine what would happen with these quarterbacks nowadays?
You don't even have to go that far back. I remember in the early 90s when Steve Young took over the 49ers and they were playing the Lions one day. And he got hit so much in the first half that he actually crawled off the field after one series. He crawled off the field on all fours. And guess what? He played the second half and they won. Football's not football anymore. It's powder puff. You know how the girls used to play powder puff football in high school?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is. It's an occasional hit. The guy goes out for 9 years, and, you know, if a defensive back hits somebody too hard, you throw a flag. There was a play the other day I saw, and it was in college. It was Kentucky playing. And the quarterback was about to be wrapped up by one guy, and the defensive end was just coming in, and he made a tackle with his head up and hit him with his helmet, and it wasn't malicious. It wasn't intentional or anything. They threw the kid out of the game. The kid was dumbfounded. Like, what did I do? It's too far the other way. You got to put the foot back in football and get the powder puff out.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, anyways.
But back to football, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Giants, and I'm sure there's more teams in there that I just haven't seen because I don't watch it. It's the second week of the season, and their seasons are over.
Football has developed a lot like baseball. There's a few good teams, a couple very good teams, and the rest stink.
But the problem with football is, in baseball, you know who those teams are coming into the season. In football, you have no clue. Baseball, you know the Astros, the Yankees, the Dodgers. There's a couple of teams you know going to be fighting it out. In football, you know the Patriots every year. And then after that, could be anybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, so what else do we have in sports? Anything else?
Mets are dead. They lost last night.
Yeah.
Mets pulled a match. He gave up 6 runs in the fourth inning. And adios season. It's done now. They can't come back from this. The teams in front of them are winning. The Cubs are winning. All the teams in front of them, Arizona won last night. Milwaukee won last night. So they lost the game last night when they can't afford to lose a game. And you could pull the plug. This season's over. You need three teams to totally collapse for the Mets to have a chance, and that's not going to happen because the Mets themselves have collapsed.
Yeah, and was it DeGrom who pushed that he wanted a certain catcher to catch for him? Was that the controversy in New York?
It's Syndergaard.
Syndergaard, and the Mets went along with it.
Well, you know, you got to burp the babies or else they cry.
Oh, boy, it's amazing! It's amazing.
Speaking of babies and crying, going back to Sunday night's ESPN game, and I heard the great one say Dodgers about 77 times because the guy can't speak. You know, we're talking about Alex Rodriguez and the Dodgers. So I remember one. I wrote it down. There was one time when Wheeler gave up a double to lead off the inning, and then he struck out the next two guys, and the third guy was up, and he had the guy 0-2. So these are quotes from the great Alex Rodriguez. He said that the batter may not see another strike once it's 0-2 because he's going to have to try to chase a bad pitch. The next pitch was right down the middle, so he fouled it off. And then after that debacle, he said he's going to have to come up over the belt to try to have the batter chase. He threw a ball down low on the outside, and he struck out. So Alex Rodriguez, he might have been able to play the game, but either himself or his riders don't have a clue what's going on in baseball today.
I'm sorry, I can't watch the ESPN crew. Just like last night, the Monday Night Football game, the best person on the crew is the female announcer. Everybody else.
I didn't watch ESPN because they're idiots, but now I watch it just to see how many times Rodriguez can mess up.
Yeah, but to see,
I mean, he might be a nice guy and everything, but somebody's got to put a sock in his mouth. He talks too much, and he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about half the time.
Yeah. The good voices in covering television sports are more and more are falling by the wayside.
Buck and Aikman. You got Keith Hernandez. After that, I can't think of too many.
Oh, I like, what's his name from the Cowboys?
Romo's good.
Oh, Romo's really good because he doesn't have a broadcaster's voice, but he's got football knowledge, and he loves the game, and he has, it's like listening to a young John Madden. He loves the game so much, that supersedes, and he has knowledge, and that supersedes everything else.
I remember way back in the day when they made Dizzy Dean stop broadcasting because of his lack of the English language?
Yeah.
Remember
that? That wouldn't happen now.
Well, there's a lot of people on TV sports that have not mastered the English language and should be thrown off. Because they're dummying down America's youth. And trust me, America's youth is dummied down enough.
Mike, it's not only in sports. You take a look at news announcers. I'm talking about the whole nine yards. There's the use of the English language, proper use of the English language, is completely gone by the wayside. There are no standards anymore.
Put it this way. These guys ain't edumacated.
Right. Well, with our media review, anything else in sports?
Nope, yeah, not much. Not much else. I mean, we hit the quarterbacks. There's another crybaby in the NFL that doesn't want to play for Jacksonville.
There you go. That's right. He's upset, so he want. You know what? I'd put that guy in there, and you know what I'd do the first game he has to start? I'd tell the offensive line, let him through.
Mm-hmm.
Three times in a row.
He's a defensive back, I think.
Oh, no, the quarterback, I thought it was. No, it's not.
No, it's not the quarterback. No, it's a cornerback. He's a defensive back.
Well, you signed.
Well, here's what I would do with him. He's a corner, so whoever we're playing, he'd be lining up solo coverage all day against the other team's best receiver.
Yep.
There you go. You're on an island, buddy. Let's see how good you are.
You signed a contract.
Unbelievable, HP. I don't want to play. I need a new contract. Yep. Yeah, okay.
See you later, alligator.
Well, all of these guys like this, they should be put on a list, and when their contracts expire, one-year deal. That's it, one-year deal. Well, you know, due to your past behavior, we don't want to make you unhappy by giving you a long-term deal. You know, we'll just give you a one-term deal. How's that? and then watch them all start crying.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Mets are dead.
They are. We'll play.
We've been saying it for a while, but now it's official.
We'll play the funeral dirge tomorrow.
There you go. Okay. The death march to Bataan.
Okay. Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.